Somebody stole my toilet! The police have nothing to go on. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about a few really cool people. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about a few really, really inspiring stories. Greetings and welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Welcome back. You are listening to episode number 38 of Aggressively Positive, brought to you by goodpeopledoinggood.org. This episode is brought to you by the patrons of Good People Doing Good. To become a patron for as little as $1 a month, visit patreon.com/goodpeopledoinggood. Lincoln, Nebraska. Not many people would celebrate their mailbox getting taken out by a car. But when Crystal Collins experienced the valor and kindness of the particular youth who hit it, she knew she wanted to shout his praise in public. The teenager rang her doorbell while she was at home and told her that he accidentally hit her mailbox with his truck due to the snow and icy conditions on the road. Not only did the youngster offer his most heartfelt apologies for the incident, he also offered her every dollar in his wallet. Collins told him to keep his money, but he returned to her house 2 days later with a plate of homemade cookies. Collins was so touched, she published a Facebook photo of the young man from a security camera last week, hoping to identify him and his family. "I'm looking for his parents," she wrote. "They should know what an outstanding young man that they have raised." Well, after the post was shared several thousand times, the young man was identified as Owen Sullivan. It also reached the social media feed of his mother, Jamie, and she was extremely touched by her son's honesty. She told the news, "I got teary-eyed because it was so, it's just nice to know your kids do good things when you're not around. Period." I'm not sure if you can hear that dog freaking out in the background, but this is a different recording atmosphere for myself. I'm doing it in the morning. It's a brisk morning. I got a cup of coffee right here. Haven't even sipped it once yet. I'm not kidding. But I'm really excited, and I'm super excited to live in a time that I can hear about Owen Sullivan. You know, my favorite part about his story, it was that he reached in his wallet and he pulled out every dollar he had. Probably wasn't enough to pay for a whole mailbox, but he offered what he could. And Crystal Collins saw that in him. She just saw the outstanding young dude that I see and I know you hear, because I say it all the time. Offer what you can. And this kid is just... Owen Sullivan? You are a top-notch dude. You offered everything you could. That's in a desperate time when you feel at fault. You offer nothing but everything that you have. And that's awesome. And then she didn't even take it. So he must have been stoked. He would have been like, "Sweet, I just saved blah, blah, blah bucks." But then he made her cookies. Oh, man. This kid's a top-notch kid. I like this story. I give it 5 out of 5 high fives.
We interrupt your normally scheduled podcast to bring you 1 minute of random facts. Here we go!
There's a good reason there's a hole in your pen caps, but I'm not going to tell you here. Some Maryland residents are taxed for the rain. Beaver bum goo is occasionally used to enhance vanilla flavorings. Look it up. The goo is generally regarded as a safe additive by the U.S. FDA. Tornadoes used to be called twirl blasts and twirl winds in the 18th century. Kentucky has more bourbon than people. There is a town in Nebraska, Manoi, with a population of 1. There's a Scottish term for hesitating when you're introducing someone because you've forgotten their name. Tartle. Pardon my turtle, I have forgotten your name. The U.S. Treasury once considered producing donut-shaped coins! Exclamation point. All swans in England belong to the Queen. The average person eats more than 35,000 cookies in your lifetime. I ate 22,000 Girl Scout cookies this week. Thank you very much, Lily. Ketchup was sold in the 1830s as medicine. A shrimp's heart is in its head. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up at the sky. And lastly, rats and horses don't vomit. New Jersey. I don't know what town, but New Jersey. Maybe it's a city, but we're in New Jersey. A man has hand-built a custom controller for his disabled daughter so that she is able to play video games. Rory Steele said the Nintendo Switch controller was built for 9-year-old Ava with a Microsoft device and components from eBay for about $120. There's a video of Ava on Twitter using the device, and it has more than 800,000 views. Mr. Steele said that she had given the device a big thumbs up, and the attention had been a little surreal. He said Ava, who has hereditary spastic paraplegia, which affects her motor controls and speech, made the suggestion after seeing other videos online. Mr. Steele built the device with two joysticks and arcade game-style flashing buttons hooked up to an Xbox adaptive controller. He said the controller was built in a weekend after some serious soldering and wire management. I think I meant soldering. Sorry. Steele, who described himself as always a bit of a tinkerer, and I'd like to say he's more of a MacGyver, said that Ava's 5-year-old brother, Corbin, who has the same condition, was also heavily involved in the design. He said Ava had actually stolen the limelight, but the younger sibling was straight in afterwards to also play Legends of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. Ava said that she also made Mr. Steele famous, and she asked him, "What's my cut?" Some of Mr. Steele's tweets were even reposted by Bryce Johnson, the inventor of the Xbox controller. Mr. Steele said the project was ongoing, with future ideas including putting it into a wedge-shaped housing to make it easier to use. He also said he was planning to put instructions online for people who wanted to build such devices after requests from parents of children with similar conditions. Mr. Steele. Mr. Steele! Again, this world is, we're all so different in so many ways, which means we could all offer something as awesome as it is different. Or as different as it is awesome. Whichever one makes more sense. And this guy made the world better by designing that video game controller. Not only better for Ava and her brother and Mr. Steele, but all the other parents and all the other children. And me. I love this story. It's somebody offering what they can. And that's a beautiful thing. Offer what you can. Just be your best. That's not a good slogan. That's still kind of long. But I like that. That's kind of the theme of the show. Do good and offer what you can. All right, that's it for this episode, my friends. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you found it inspiring. Before we go separate ways, there's a few announcements I wanted to make. And in case you noticed, yeah, all the announcements that used to be at the beginning are now going at the end. Going forward, that will be. All, including today. So I could have just left that part out. I decided to just jump right into the good. And I hope you like this episode, because it was fun and different. Coffee time. Announcement time! I started this fun little monthly Facebook contest where we ask people to tag their favorite nonprofit. We select a random number, and the person with that number comment gets $100 donated to their favorite nonprofit. It's really cool because so many people were tagging so many awesome small nonprofits that I had never even heard of before. We ended up donating to Above and Beyond Foundation, who I had never even heard of before. And their mission statement is, each year, Above and Beyond continues to advance its mission to inspire and enable all young people, especially those who need us most, to realize their full potential as productive, responsible, and caring citizens. Through our program, we have seen many lives changed for the better. So, yeah, that's awesome. I posted a status on Good People Doing Good yesterday, asking for more people to tag their favorite, and the winner's going to be announced on February 1st, which, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, is tomorrow. And if you're listening to this 2 days after it comes out, that was yesterday. Random Acts of Five is still alive. For 12 cards, just go to goodpeopledoinggood.org, scroll to the bottom, click on the PayPal tab, and donate $5.55. $5.55. That will cover the cards and the shipping. Also note that I only go to the post office like once a month. You're going to get your cards. You just might have to wait 4 weeks or so. But yeah, send Good People Doing Good a PayPal of $5.55 for 12 cards. Or if you know me and you see me in person, $5. For Good People Doing Good and aggressively positive merchandise, just visit goodpeopledoinggood.org and click store. If you become a Good People Doing Good Patreon patron for as little as $1 a month, you're going to get an automatic 10% off. You can find us on the interweb, facebook.com/goodpeopledoinggood.org, Instagram, goodpeopledoinggood.org, the webternet, goodpeopledoinggood.org. I love you guys. You guys are the best. You are awesome. Never forget that. Stay good and do good. Toodles, friends.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat.
Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties represents the champions.